What do people fear? And why should you be afraid? Why is that even a valid emotion within entities who are purported to be gods? Fear is an indicator of the lack of godhood. Fear is an indicator of the lack of understanding. Fear is an indicator of someone who is not fully awakened. What is the root of all fear? Death of what? The body. Now, this is for pure reason. If you're afraid to die, and though the death, as it were, indeed is the transgression of that which is termed flesh and blood, then what are you saying that you are? Flesh and blood. If a student comes to the understanding that he still houses fear, is afraid of things that go boom in the night, afraid of pain, afraid of challenges, then the student has fully embraced the concept that they are their body. And they dream the dream of life everlasting, but how will they live if their focus has been the flesh? How do you learn about eternal things if you are afraid of the unknown? How do you expect to be eternal if you grasp only for that which is termed the sensual self? Contemplate for a moment. How large is the force or emotion called fear in your life? What does it take to scare you? What does it take to make you frightened, to make your gut twist and turn, and make the adrenaline rush through you? Have you ever considered that perhaps one of the reasons that you suffer and focus is because pain is the excuse to hold on to feeling? That there has not been a great deal of preparation for a self that has been not only born, but raised up, even if it's small, another part of you that can actually think in terms of non-physical, that can actually create in realities of non-physical, that can actually exist in terms of non-physical. You hold on because everything in your senses says this is the real thing. If you give up that touch, what would you be? How would you be? What would be the predestined aspects of yourself that are not connected to flesh and blood? Here's the real dilemma at this part in your schooling. Fear has everything to do with this connected pain. Fear has everything to do with loss. Fear has everything to do with disease. Being afraid covets an entire sector of human energy. And for no reason. You can be afraid to die, but let us face this here and now. Sooner or later, you're going to. Is it that one lives their entire life safe and sound and away from fear of the inevitable that shall happen anyway? What is the greatest thing that we can do to cure the diseasement of fear? Is to experience it. Experiencing that which is fearful brings solace. It brings the comforter, and it brings wisdom. We must develop in the student the mentality of a master. You think you have the mentality of a master. You do not have it. You have the mentality of a student who is desirous to become the master. We've got to get you ready so that you can wear the garment of a master. And the garment is consciousness. And in order for you to be a master, we're going to have to address this predominant thing, fear. There's so much energy locked up in it that you're nearly crippled in consciousness because of it. What is the cornerstone of this school? Creates the nature of reality. If one's consciousness is about protecting oneself from failure, from loss, from pain, then one has locked away within oneself, because of consciousness, its powerful energy force. And the very thing that you fear the most, you shrink from, and that's one of the things that causes old age, at least in the body, is the shrinking away from fear. I think it is called paranoia. If you consciously are afraid of something, it shall be your necromancer. In order to have the emotion, you must have the focus. And in order for those two to come together, there must be a fundamental reality. So you've created your own demons. No one else created them, you created them. Now, your third card is about fear. A fear that you live with daily, or that if you thought about it in the spectrum, that thing would strike the greatest fear in your little soul. That's card number three. Remember, this is an assay. This is an optional schooling. And it's tough at these things. We're going to start it off proper. Fear. It could be as small as losing someone, as mediocre as being captured and tortured, as hostile as someone hurting you, murdering you, as dreadful as death itself. It could be as small as being afraid someone will discover your indiscretions. When you are finished, number one, number two, number three, I want you to boldly inscribe the card with your name. First name, last first letter. Now turn your cards upside down and pass them, divide them up, pass them person to your right and the person to your left. Do not look at any of the cards that are passed to you. Master musician, I want you to put on your most inspiring and greatest tune to play for consciousness and energy. We are going to breathe like the wind when it is over with. You take your cards, pick up your tape, and we are going to go to the field straight away. We are going to get down to the business of manifesting. Remember, there is no past here. It is this present, this moment, and what you are. If you have left all the things that have been attached to you at home and come here naked, ready to surrender, when you engage the breath and move to the void, into the place of no time, you will be able to accomplish great things. If you have to drag your regret, your resentment, your anger, your misgivings, your jealousy, your tiredness, your fatigue, your hunger, your pain, your excuses with you, you don't go anywhere. You can do it. In the space of nothing, you can become anything. In the space of no thing, you can know all things. What is stripped away from you allows everything. What is humbled is made strong. What is sacrificed is given life everlasting. What is focused upon is made real. What is neglected is made unreal. What is the past of no account of yesterday? What is now is eternal, everlasting. Seek first and always the kingdom of heaven within you. Never seek that which is termed the external or the material. Seek to know God, to unify. To unify with the eternal, you must give up time. You must give up the trappings of yesterday. You must give up the personality. You must give up the grid. You must sacrifice. To come as a little child with no grievance, with no harm, innocent and wise. Seek the kingdom of heaven. It is, as it were, the void. It is the now. It is the eternal. And the cleaner and purer you are, the greater the thought that is born of your womb. Fearless and strong, pointed, focused. Let us together go to that great place and begin the process of undressing limitation, undressing want, filling up the lack, and removing the limitation. Let us begin the great work. So be it. Yeah! Get up swiftly. Get your adhesive top rail. And let us move to the field with a light heart.